come together.
Thanks for listening to the KC Morning Show.
Everything's running smoothly.
There we go. That's a good one, Kitty. My name's Hartzell. That's Kitty. This is your KC Morning.
Say show. I'm out. I'm out.
Show.
There we go. I'm out of breath.
I know. I was going to say. It sounded like your voice about cracked.
Because I had to save it to tell everyone, to tell you, Kitty, tell the KC Morning Hoes that it's a hump day, baby.
You're struggling.
I'm tired today. We're busy, girl. We've been making moves.
Too many moves.
Dare I say, Kitty, money moves?
Hopefully.
Game-changing moves?
Perhaps.
I'm getting cryptic on the internet, and I apologize, but life is professional wrestling. And how can I miss you if you don't go away? It's all about the tease, ladies and gentlemen. You know this.
Yeah, I saw that response, and someone was like, a baby? And you said, nope.
How was the mall?
It was fine.
Just fine? What do you mean just fine?
I don't know, like...
Put some respect on the hallowed halls of the malls.
Yeah, hallowed is right, because... There's a lot of stores gone.
Kitty, you have that effect on programs, right? You showed up on this show, you turned it all around. You showed up at the mall, Kitty. What do I expect to have happen now at Oak Park?
I only work at the mall maybe one day a week.
I'm just saying there is a precedent for you showing up places and riding the ship, is what I'm trying to say. You're over here throwing shade at the mall. Maybe you can see this as an opportunity, Kitty. Do this for me. You are now the caretaker of the memories of the mall, and I need you to usher it in, Kitty, into a brand new era, a new normal, if you will.
I don't know.
I don't know.
It's a little bit too far of a drive for me.
Do you accept this responsibility? I need you to turn around the mall.
I'm sorry.
Kitty, come on. I told a lot of folks about you in the mall walking community.
I met one of the mall walkers. I guess he comes in there every single day.
Who'd you meet?
I don't know what his name is.
You didn't even care. Well, can you at least learn training. Some of the folks' names?
I was training. It was my first shift. You are acting like I just became CEO of the mall.
Use this as an opportunity, Kitty, to build your brand. And your brand now is the mall.
Stop. Please stop.
Kitty, you want to do a weather dealio?
Yep.
Wednesday, February 3rd. It's going to be sunny and 56, Kitty. What the hell?
Wow.
What is happening right now? It's going to be a beautiful day. Winds out of the south, 10 to 15 miles an hour. It's
supposed to snow tomorrow, though.
Be like 38 degrees tonight. Could snow tomorrow. Welcome to February's in Kansas City.
Whack. 90% chance of snow tomorrow. Gross.
That's your weather dealio. It's KC Morning Show.
Hey, Hartzell.
Hey, Kitty.
I just want to say happy, what is it? Black Pride Month?
Black History Month.
Black
Kitty.
History Month.
Jesus. Are you
but you
real?
Have you have pride, right?
The utmost pride, Kitty. So you know what? It works. It tracks.
Okay.
Thank you for that. Happy
You're
Black
welcome.
Pride Month.
We didn't get to talk about it on Monday and, you know.
It's going to be a good month for us, Kitty. Can't get much worse.
Yeah,
so,
shortest month of the year. Like, gypped, but whatever.
I'll take it. In fact, in 2021, you know what? It might be a gift. That we have less days in this month. Once again, the man. Joke's on you.
Well said.
You're looking for a black man to celebrate, Kitty. Here I am. I'm Hartzell. It's your KC Morning Show. That might be the show right there.
That's
Just
good.
Call it.
That's good.
Kitty, how are you doing? Work went okay?
I'm tired.
You're tired.
Yeah. I have two hustles now, plus everything else that I do. And
on top of our Charlie hustle.
Yeah.
KCMS 20, 20% off.
That too. I just... Thinking about have to work, it makes me tired.
You went from having no job for a while.
Went from no job.
To now having dose jobs.
For a hot while. And then I had just the one job once or twice a week. And now I got the two jobs. And I'm like, ooh, what am I doing?
It's got to make the days go by faster, though, right?
Yeah, but like all day, every day, I just have this dread. Like I have something to do. I have stuff to do. I can't just not do it.
I have that same complex where I know I have something to do and it's going to weigh on me. I can't breathe, but I will still just like not do it. That makes sense.
I mean, I am in school right now. So like it's that internal struggle of watch Netflix until midnight or do homework until 11 and still watch Netflix.
You've got that stick-to-itiveness that I can only aspire to. Like when your alarm goes off, for example, when your alarm clock goes off, you know, at some point you're going to have to get up. Whereas when my alarm goes off, It's a game.
You know, I let that fire simmer for a bit until it's crunch time.
Uh-huh.
When the flames start, crackling. And then that's when I start sweating through my shirts. And
you got to work the Super Bowl this weekend?
Yeah.
I guess we got to figure out what we're going to do. We're going to watch it down here or something? Watch it in the bottoms?
Good. I'm going to get snacks.
Oh, absolutely. Definitely. I feel like everyone's just still doing the Super Bowl. You know how before Thanksgiving and Christmas, everyone was saying, hey, like we shouldn't kick it together. But no one said that for the Super Bowl.
Yeah, no. If anything.
And it's got me concerned.
It's gotten worse. So.
Let's just live tweet it together, y'all.
Yeah.
From the comforts of the couch.
If I see your group.
Uh-oh.
Out and about.
Uh-oh.
I may throw some shade because I will be drinking. You know, fair warning. Don't do it. Why? Why go out? Like, it's a Super Bowl. We won one last year. It's not like it's been since the first time. This isn't a 50-year deal again. Like, now we're just running it back. Like, this is just a thing that we do. And if you're freaking out that you didn't get to celebrate last year and you want to celebrate this year, get off our bandwagon and go the beat back home.
Oh, Kitty's fired up. Kitty has had the Rona. She's not trying to get it again. No, we're not trying to preach or anything. I mean, go Chiefs. I'm going to watch it. I'm going to be lit. But yeah, we haven't seen the PSAs, and I thought for sure we would.
Maybe they want all Chiefs fans to perish. I've been watching a lot of Sabrina, the new one. There's a lot of weddings and blood and red. And, you know, I don't know. Something's going on.
We'll find a way to hijack a hashtag this weekend, and we'll just live tweet amongst KC Morning Hoes. From the comforts of our socially distanced Chiefs watch party.
Yep.
And go Chiefs.
Go Chiefs.
Let's go do a thing.
Stay at the bars.
All right, Kitty. Well, you got to go to work today.
I got school. I have work. I have homework. It never ends. But yeah, I got to work today. What's up?
You want to do news real quick?
Let's do it.
Wednesday, February 3rd. Let's do the news.
In other news, this city needs its news.
News team, assemble.
Let's go, let's go. My name's Hartzell, that's Kitty. This is the news break. Take a break with the news. Speaking of some news, KCMS 20, 20% off at Charlie Hustle. That's not news, but the news is they got all kinds of new merch at Charlie Hustle. Negro League baseball tees, Chiefs tees, Sunday fun day. Keep the friends at Charlie Hustle. KCMS 20. What's that? Get them, Kitty.
That is 20% off in store, online. You call them on the phone. You'd send them a text.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Charlie Hustle, me here. Give me a discount.
Ah, that's how it works.
That's it.
Who was that character? Who was that? Who was that?
I don't know.
I was hoping we could get a backstory or something.
I'm sorry. She's gone.
She's gone? Oh, she had potential. Tell her she had potential. All right, Kitty, let's do this. Let's do this. COVID!
114 new cases of COVID-19 and 15 new deaths are being reported in Kansas City, Missouri tonight. The spike in deaths likely due to updated death certificates. The daily number of new hospitalizations, though, continues to fall as high numbers of people sick enough to be in a hospital indicates more COVID-19 spread.
So we are in, Kitty, what they're calling an absolute race against time to vaccinate as many people as we can before these new COVID-19 variants start taking a hold everywhere, because it's only a matter of time. Let's go to 46, Kitty. Oh, boss man Biden. More announcements as far as getting vaccinated, and this is going to affect us here, both Kansas and Missouri side.
Up until now, only CVS and Walgreens pharmacies could get COVID-19 vaccines, and only for seniors in nursing homes. Now the federal government expands its direct-to-pharmacy COVID-19 distribution. It's partnering with 6,500 pharmacies nationwide.
We're really happy with the federal participation program. We're just really glad that we're going to be seeing more and more vaccine get in the hands of pharmacists so that we can go ahead and get people vaccinated.
Based on percentage of the U.S. population, Missouri will get about 20,000 vaccines each week. Kansas will get roughly 10,000. Anyone in a current phase qualifies to receive the vaccine.
You signed up, didn't you?
In fact, I did. Got signed up last night. It's part of this vaccination event that's going on.
The state of Missouri is opening up another mass vaccination site about an hour and a half from the Kansas City Metro. It'll be in Clinton on Friday. Registration is at mostopscovid.com. You have to sign up to get a vaccine, and as of a few minutes ago, spots were still open. That's mostopscovid.com. You can find it under the events tab there.
I was able to go on this site. get signed up. I found out what tier I'm in and all that. Kansas, they're doing something similar. They got their own kind of vaccination event that they're starting.
There's a new tool in Kansas to help you find vaccination sites near you. The state launched the map on Tuesday night. Here's what it looks like. You type in your zip code into this database. It'll show you the closest providers. There are different symbols for each one. To a blue circle means the location received its first doses this week. A yellow diamond means the site did not receive doses. And the gray circle means the location isn't sharing information with the map. Kansas leaders will update this map weekly.
So fingers crossed everything goes well. We got to get you signed up.
This is true. I tried looking at that website, but the regions and the colors and the numbers, the letters.
Kansas City Chiefs President Kitty Mark Donovan, he said Tuesday that they're in talks to have Arrowhead Stadium be a potential max vaccination site. Governor Laura Kelly, they've launched the Find My Vaccine mapping tool, which has all those colors that Kitty was talking about.
Funny you say that. I was just about to say, you know, we microchip dogs, and when they get lost, we can find them.
Uh-oh.
I would love a microchip, because what if I got lost? Or anyone else for that matter. You just go to your pediatrician.
Mm-hmm.
You say, here's my barcode for my kid.
Yep.
Tell me where she's at, right? Find my vaccine. Find my vaccinated persons.
So this is going to end up being like a dating site at some point. That's how this is going to naturally evolve, right?
Yeah, right. Exactly. You can swipe and they'd be like, yeah, I've been vaccinated. Or nope, I lied. Like, I'm sure there's people putting it in their bios already. I mean, if mm-hmm. they can't check a box that says like, you know, has kids, rarely smokes, been vaccinated.
Vax up is now like the swipe right.
Hey, baby, I've been vaccinated. Come over to my place for a little Chiefs and chill.
You know, everybody's talking about blue Georgia. You know, Georgia turned blue this year. And, you know, Kansas, it's not blue. They sent Roger Marshall to the Senate and he stood behind an insurrection. So, no, it's not a blue state by any means, but it's getting a little hazy.
Purple.
Purple hazy. This is a weed story.
Oh,
Kelly wanted to expand Medicaid last year, but the deal with the Republican legislature collapsed. Now she's proposing to pay for Medicaid expansion by legalizing medical marijuana.
And we have just designed a bill that pays for itself and more. And I think it eliminates the argument that we can not afford it.
She says other than cost, there's never been a good reason against expanding Medicaid. A lot of the costs are paid for by the federal government. Kelly thinks the state taxes from medical marijuana could bring in about $50 million a year. The Kansas Health Institute estimates expanding Medicaid about $52 million a year. The administration says expansion would add coverage for 165,000 more Kansans and create 13,000 new jobs.
Oh, what a bunch of crock.
I mean, let's go, right?
Let's go, except for the fact that I was on diversion for 6 months and had to go through a mental evaluation because I smelled of a bit of reefer headed home. Yes, I was speeding 20 over, but they didn't have to ransack my car and put me in cuffs, did they? No, Kansans, shame on you. Shame on you and your tax dollars. I will be writing about this in my urban politics class. I ain't the same chick no more, but damn, that
well,
was...
Even if they legalize the weed, Kitty, you still can't be driving with weed in the car. I mean...
I didn't even really have...
I feel like you're missing the point here.
Still, though, they probably wouldn't have been so rude, you know, if they thought I was helping Medicaid.
You were actually driving that prescription you had.
I didn't even have a prescription. I just had the stuff to use it. What if I had diabetes, but I can't pay for insulin, so I just have a bunch of needles in my car? What then, government?
So what happened is you got pulled over for speeding, and they saw your pipe in your car.
Well, I shoved it under the seat, but yeah. I'm mad.
Kitty, 6 more weeks of goddamn winter.
But now, when I turn to see, there's a perfect shadow cast of me. 6 more weeks of winter there will be.
Oh, Puxatawny Phil, we'll go get her.
At what point are we done doing that?
Oh,
with all the PETA stuff, to
crazy.
Be honest with you, I thought we were done with the Puxatawny Phil.
You bring that up. I actually found a chart of his predictions.
Oh, okay. Explain what this chart is.
Pretty much every year that we've pulled the dang groundhog out since 1887, they've been recording his predictions. First 2 years, 1887 and 88, they said long winter. Then they had no record for a year. Then they had early spring. So it goes long winter, early spring, no appearance, no record. And those are all different colored boxes. There's one colored box that's red. And it says, war clouds have blacked out parts of the shadow. The comment was, Pearl Harbor really shook people up, bruh. Because the groundhog didn't see nothing that day. I don't think anyone did. Oh, there's a lot of long winters. Like, honestly, there's only been a handful of early springs. And we had two of them back to back, 2019 and 2020.
So minus that year in the 40s where he saw red for some reason. The clouds of war? Is that what you said that
was? Yeah, war clouds.
That's actually on the, is that actually on the calendar?
It's actually on the calendar.
Dark.
Very. I just loved waking up really early with my mom as a kid to watch it because it was like our little private time.
And then waking up and watching it again.
And again.
All right, Kitty, you want to talk Chiefs? You're getting ready for the Super Bowl. Baby.
Baby.
No, this is Mahomes v. Brady. This is a showcase of the Immortals. You got to bring in more than that. The hell was that? And you're wearing a Chiefs beanie.
I bought this at the gas station.
She's a big phony.
I am not a phony.
Because if you're not going to bring it, Kitty, I got a dolphin that will.
Today we had Nick's pick for the big game, and he made his selection of the Kansas City Chiefs. Nicholas has been doing this for a few years now, and he has not gotten them all right, but he is pretty successful. He's actually currently on a 6-game streak of guessing the games correctly. So Nicholas is a rescued bottlenose dolphin. He was rescued back in 2002. Now he was stranded and he was an orphan calf and he was deemed non-releasable due to a lack of survival skills. And he was actually rescued on Christmas Eve, which is how he got his name, Nicholas.
It's got the Chiefs bringing this thing home.
Like all the animals do. I've seen a lot of them.
Animals, America. Do you see this? We are now America's team, Kitty.
It is official, everybody. This is very exciting. The Kansas City Chiefs are officially America's team. The company Bet Online put together the data and found more people across the country will be cheering for the Chiefs than the Buccaneers on Sunday. The map is based on geotagged Twitter data from last week. It tracked fan hashtags, Chiefs Kingdom, Run It Back, Raise the Flag, and Go Bucks in every state. And you know what? Over 200,000 tweets were tracked, and the Chiefs have 33 states rooting for them, compared with only 17 for the Buccaneers.
Of course we are. Of course we are. After we go through all of 2020 and Black history and everything with the police, yeah, let's make the Chiefs. The Chiefs, America's team now. All right. Screw the Cowboys. Guess who's playing on Thanksgiving Day? It's the freaking Chiefs. Are we going to change their name? No. For once in America's history, I would like to see the Chiefs slaughter the Cowboys.
Call it the Reparations Bowl.
Oh, bring it.
We're going to get yelled at for this one.
So bad.
We're going to get so many tweets for this one.
Yep.
And finally, Kitty, I mean, this woman, she has saved us. She saved us from ourselves how many times now? I'm talking about Dolly Parton. We're all looking forward to the Super Bowl ads. They're going to be different this year, but at least we have Dolly. Not only did she save us with the vaccine, she's saving the Super Bowl, and she's now celebrating the side hustle.
Working 5 to 9, you've got passion and a vision, because it's hustling time, a whole new way to make a living. Gonna change your life, do something that gives it meaning with a website that is worthy of your dreaming. 5 to 9, you keep working, 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 working 5 to 9 till your dreams come true. Working 5 to 9, you keep dreaming, dreaming, dreaming 5 to 9, 5 to 9, you can do it.
Wow.
I love this woman. She's the best.
Help teach me and my sisters how to read with the Dolly's Book Club Foundation, you know, where she sends children.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She taught me how to count from 9 to 5, at least.
Oh, my gosh. Taught us how to get rid of a treacherous woman, you know, save our man, Jolene. Taught us about the Fountain of Youth and what we now know as the Islands in the Stream.
You're listening to the KC Morning Show.
Sports! Let's do a sports thing. Sports Illustrated's very own Benny Heisler as we prepare for Chiefs Super Bowl Sunday. Let's talk bets with the betting man himself. Benny Heisler, I got some prop bets for you, brother, and I need you to tell me what will hit and what will not. What will I spend the money I don't have on?
Ah, that is a familiar feeling, especially when you have 2 weeks leading up to the game and you see more and more. There's some sites, Hartzell, there's some online shops right now that have over 1,000 different prop bets. So whatever you're going to be throwing my way, I hope that I have seen, because I want to guide you. I want to be that that Sherpa that guides you and our KC Morning Show listeners up the mountain.
We've seen what's happened on GameStop and AMC. We're trying to we got to strike while the iron is hot.
All right, we got Diamond Strong Bets coming right here.
Here we go. What color will the liquid be that is poured on the game-winning coach? Now, let me tell you the odds right now, Benny. Red at a 1.6-1 odds, which is roughly 39%. Orange is very close at second, followed by lime or green. So, Benny, you've talked to the experts. You've had some players on your shows. What are you thinking? Give me your expert analysis.
I'm going orange. The winning flavor last year was orange for your Kansas City Chiefs. And if it's the run it back tour, if they're trying to do everything that got them a Super Bowl, why would they go away from the Gatorade color that got them the dub in 2020? So I will once again go back to orange. This is not something that you mess with, man. Like, it's tradition. You go back, you know that it helped, was helped be a part of your win. So give me the orange Gatorade flavor. I think that's the play. Now, if you're betting Tampa, maybe it's a different story. Maybe you go red, maybe you go lemon lime. But if you're betting on Kansas City winning, then I think you have to go orange.
Which coach's nostrils will be seen first during the game? Bruce Arians or Andy Reid? Right now, the odds, roughly 67%, say you're going to see Bruce Arians' nostrils before you see that of beautiful Andy Reid's mug. What do you think, Benny?
I think that's the correct call. We've seen at the beginning of the year that Andy Reid was going on the visor look, and then he's recently switched to the mask look. Now, here's sort of the part that might be a little bit confusing. Bruce Arians has been going the visor, so he actually would make a lot of sense. But if the game's going to be in Tampa, if it's going to be warm weather, maybe Andy goes back to the visor. There's no real need to get the mask on. He doesn't want to be sweating. It's different when it's hot out. I would still lean towards Arians because you know that he's going the visor route. But don't count out Andy Reid here, even though he's been in the mask for the last several weeks. He might go back to the visor knowing it's a warmer weather climate. So I'll lean Arians, but this one I'm a little bit less sure of.
How about this, Benny? How many times will Bill Belichick and the New England Patriots be mentioned? The over-under for Belichick is 1, and the over-under for the Patriots is 2.
I think you have to go over. Because if you're Jim Nantz and Tony Romo, you know, a lot of broadcasters tend to repeat themselves or what the previous guy said. So I'll give you a perfect example. Yeah, you know, Tony, you know, Tom Brady, all those different Super Bowls, you know, with Bill Belichick, the New England Patriots. Boom, that's one. And then, you know, and now Tom Brady has a chance to do it on his own. Yeah, I'll tell you what, Jim, I think especially, you know, Tom Brady was trying to get out of Bill Belichick's, you know, shadow. Boom, you already hit the over here. And the Patriots, they're trying to get back on their own. Brady was such an integral part of the Patriots, you know, way. Boom, you've already hit the over there. So I think even just in one conversation, the over has a chance to hit.
The Super Bowl halftime show. This one has always been hotly and highly contested. Now, the usual show lasts between 12 and 13 minutes long, and it features a medley of songs, okay? This year we got The Weeknd performing.
Many people would say this becomes the most anticipated halftime show.
I hope so.
I can feel my face when I'm with you. When I look at you in your eyes, I'm blinded by the light.
At the end of the day, he's the one that has to stand there for a little over 13 minutes and dazzle 120 million people.
The line is set at 8. How many songs will The Weeknd throw in his medley? 67% of folks are taking the over on that. I know when you are not sportsing it up, you are singing in the shower to the sweet tunes of The Weeknd. So what do you think?
I mean, The Weeknd's voice is just saucy, and it's so good. And I likely will be humming along, banging on the table at home. I don't know. The Weeknd is incredibly popular and is a supremely talented artist, and I'm excited about it. But I also think, too, knowing that he's not like, you know, the Rolling Stones, or it's not like Beyonce or Justin Timberlake, I feel like The Weeknd is probably going to lean in a little bit more with some of those songs. And also, I think he's going to lean in more with a lot of the songs that most people know. So 8 feels like a little bit too much here. I feel like we might see 6, might see 7. So I'll lean under here, knowing that it's a bit of a risky move, but you're also getting some good value here. I think if it were a bigger name, they'd feel more pressure to get more songs in. And again, this is not saying The Weeknd is not a big name in entertainment, but it's not at the same level as that of a Justin Timberlake and a Beyonce.
And I will say this, you know, no one has confirmed that there will be other performers with him, but there are different bets being made about who could show up. Such names do include, Benny, Ariana Grande, Doja Cat, Drake, and Kenny G.
God, it's so good to be your good friend.
It's good to be your friend.
What do I call you, Ken or
Kenny?
Kenny.
G.
G.
Kenny G, that's right.
If I see Kenny G on any list in the year of our Lord 2021, I'm putting money on that.
Can I tell you something really quick about Kenny G? Because he's a bit of a punching bag, but I'm a big fan of the Dan Le Batard show, a long time on ESPN Radio. Now it's on its own different venture. And they brought on Kenny G just to kind of have some fun with. And that dude is hysterical. And he knows everybody. Like, he's played golf with, like, presidents and athletes. Like, Kenny G's actually a big effing deal. And he's always been talking about how, like, give him the opportunity to play the anthem at the Super Bowl. Like, that's how he'll determine the winner of the game. He always gets a prediction. He's like, oh, if you have me play the anthem, I'll be able to tell you who wins. It's not going to happen this year because he already got the anthem worked out. But if they sneak him in for the halftime show, it wouldn't completely surprise me either.
First, I blow a couple notes. Let you focus on your tone. I focus on my tone. You mess around and then. I mess around and then. You're playing saxophone. I'm playing saxophone. You're playing saxophone.
I'm playing saxophone.
It would solidify, Benny, this being the greatest Super Bowl of all time. You got Mahomes, you've got Brady, and you've got Kenny G. I mean, that is the big three.
You have the OG, you have the young goat, and you have the new G, you have the Kenny G. Like, this is... There's so much to unpack here.
The OG, the new G, and Kenny G. That makes three. There's the OG walks in the bar joke there somewhere. Let's wrap it up with this, Benny. Let's do this. And finally, which will be higher? Tom Brady's passing yards in Super Bowl 55 or the closing price of GameStop the Friday before Super Bowl Sunday? Now, for some reference, last Friday, GameStop's price had fallen a bit, but it's still up pretty high at $218 last Friday. What do you think, Benny?
Go Brady, because with Brady, you pretty much have a guarantee of 300 plus. And right now, as the time that we are recording our conversation, you have GameStop at 101.30. So I would imagine there's probably heavy juice right now on Brady over GameStop based on where you're looking at your odds. I would wait on this prop until GameStop starts to go on another rise, and then I would hit the Brady prop. But to me, you have a pretty much a lock at Tom Brady to throw for about 300 yards or more.
Well, I'll tell you what, Benny Heisler, come Super Bowl Sunday, the world will be short selling the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, because I feel like our boys are going to run this thing back, my friend. Benny Heisler, Sports Illustrated's Benny Heist. Go ahead, Benny, and plug everything you're working on. Tell me everything.
Appreciate that. We've had some awesome podcasts. If people want to check out our podcast, it's the SI Fantasy and Gambling Podcast. They can do that wherever they find podcasts just like this one. We've talked to Derrick Henry of the Tennessee Titans, talked to Mark Ingram, formerly of the Baltimore Ravens. Both of those guys, by the way, had just great things to say about the Kansas City Chiefs. Both picked them in their Super Bowl prediction. We had a conversation with Radio Hall of Famer, the longtime ESPN radio voice, Mike Golic from Mike and Mike in the Morning.
Wow. Good get, boys. Good get.
And a little bit later on this week, we're talking to two of the biggest sportsbook directors in the country. Johnny Avello of DraftKings Sportsbook is going to be on with us today. And then we got a special guest coming in on Friday who has basically cornered the market on first quarter over-unders, and he's just making an absolute killing. And we'll ask him what his plays are for this upcoming Super Bowl. He's, again, one of the top sportsbook directors in the country, and he's also a hell of an odds maker as well. So really excited for those conversations, plus plenty of guides, information. If you're looking to bet or do some fantasy for the Super Bowl, we will absolutely have you covered over at SI.com.
When going with the flavor, it's always orange. Always go orange. Heavy on the orange this Super Bowl Sunday.
Yeah, but if I press them, Hartzell, then they're going to put the odds in an unfavorable situation. Right. I need to convince them, like, hey, guys, I got a tip. It's great.
Purple.
You're right. They still have the lemon lime.
The OGs. Again, for the originals. That's right. That's right.
It's not like Arctic Freeze or any of that shit.
Benny Heisler, Sports Illustrated's Benny Heist. Check him out for all your coverage, Super Bowl and otherwise. Benny Heist, we'll chat tomorrow, brother.
All right, man.
Come on, Lenny. Pump it in there, baby. Just keep a trickling the ball down the field, boys.
The KC Morning Show.
Kitty, kitty, let's do that thing on this hump day, baby. Words of wisdom, gonna set us straight, gonna inspire us to be the best we can be, all we can be, that KC we can be. I got nothing. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
I was trying to vamp. Kitty, take it away.
I have some quotes for Black History Month.
Oh, let's go. Let's go.
Never be limited by other people's limited imaginations. Dr. Mae Jemison, first African-American female astronaut. Mm-hmm. The cost of liberty is less than the price of repression. W.E.B. Du Bois.
Yes. Boys. Depends on how fancy you want to be that day.
In recognizing the humanity of our fellow beings, we pay ourselves the highest tribute. Thurgood Marshall. First African-American U.S. Supreme Court member.
Brown v. Board of Education. A little local tie there. One of the most important cases of all time. My dad took a shot of that school, and he presented that shot to Michelle Obama.
Wow.
My dad did, yep. But as far as we know, and who knows if it's true, it should be in her wing of the library.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. Shout out to Pops.
Hate is too great a burden to bear. It injures the hater more than it injures the hated. Coretta Scott King.
What a woman she was.
Whatever we believe about ourselves and our ability comes true for us. Susan L. Taylor, journalist. Defining myself as opposed to being defined by others is one of the most difficult challenges I face. Carol Mosley Braun, politician and lawyer.
Ooh, yeah. Ooh, give me something from, give me some James Baldwin.
All right, James Baldwin.
Yeah, here we go.
Not everything that is faced can be changed, but nothing can be changed until it is faced.
One with a good one.
Oh, here's another good one from James Baldwin. Love takes off masks that we fear we cannot live without and know we cannot live within. Wow.
There's so much good stuff on James Baldwin on like all the streaming platforms now. Everyone's got a Black Lives Matter collection. So you should check all the stuff out on James Baldwin. A fascinating, fascinating dude.
All right, I have two more. The need for change bulldozed a road down the center of my mind. Maya Angelou. Beautiful. All right. And last but not least, Morgan Freeman. Yeah. I don't want a Black History Month. Black history is American history. Well said.
I'm happy you brought that one up because yeah. I'm kind of torn on that.
Yeah.
That was the prevailing thought for like a long, long time. There's a reason why, there's a host of different reasons why like Michael Jordan and Tiger Woods didn't really participate in like, you know, Black empowerment in the 90s. Bill Cosby was the same way. Granted, you know, that's a whole different story now. Don't be a victim, but also not really acknowledging that we came from a fucked up situation and a system that was made that way. Not the same kind of school of thought that like LeBron or Colin Kaepernick do today. I still love that quote because it makes me think. As a Black man, it still makes me think. So,
all right, one more. If you have no confidence in self, you are twice defeated in the race of life. Marcus Garvey.
Kitty, words of wisdom on your KC morning show. Check out like any Langton Hughes stuff. The Negro Speaks of Rivers, one of my favorites. All kinds of quotes in that. Kitty, what you got going on the rest of the day? Where can people find you? You got to leave, don't you? You got class in like 3 minutes.
I got to log into that Zoom.
Go log in. Tell people where to find you.
At Holy Hearts or in the Crossroads or at the mall or in the River Market. I be running.
Or in the lobby waiting for Zoom to get logged in.
That too.
At Hartzell 965, at the KC Morning Show on Instagram, KC Morning Show on Twitter and Facebook, and KC Morning Show at gmail.com. Whew. That's all we got. Kitty, a good day to be a Kansas Cityan.
The best.
Simply the best.
Even better after Sunday, baby.
The KC Morning Show.
See ya in the morning. Bye.